1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Multiple deaths reported in the small town of Greenfield, Iowa, after a powerful tornado tore through, leveling homes, splintering trees, and crumpling cars. The storm system also impacting parts of Illinois and Wisconsin. Growing support for Palestinian statehood as Norway, Ireland, and Spain have announced they will recognize a Palestinian state. U.S. Ambassador to Qatar, Timmy Davis, speaking from Doha.
The two-state solution is the only answer. It is not a frivolous thing. It will take all of us to do it, but we have to do it.
The recognition is largely a symbolic move, but underscores Israel's growing isolation amid its war with Hamas. Hospital officials in Bangkok say 20 people remain in the ICU and 9 people needed surgery after yesterday's Singapore Airlines flight that encountered severe turbulence. A new lawsuit against embattled rapper Sean Diddy Combs, a former model accusing him of sexually assaulting her in New York City in 2003. This is ABC News. Climbing to the top of the world, old hat for Sherpa mountain guide Kami Rita. He finished his 30th climb to the peak of Mount Everest today, a new record. Louisiana lawmakers giving their approval to classify 2 abortion drugs as controlled substances. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
Misoprostol is used to manage miscarriage and postpartum hemorrhage and to induce labor. Republican Louisiana State Representative Julie Emerson says.
When overutilized, this drug can be incredibly harmful.
Coupled with mifepristone, misoprostol is also used to induce abortion. Democrat Mandy Landry.
Women have always chosen to end pregnancies. You can decide if it's going to be safe or unsafe.
The Louisiana House has voted to require a prescription for either of the 2 drugs. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A new Barbie will honor one of the greatest tennis players of all time, 7-time Grand Slam singles champ Venus Williams, getting her own Barbie, part of a line honoring athletes. Others include soccer player Mary Fowler. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Give your wardrobe a breath of fresh air and contribute in a meaningful way at Brinkley's Boutique, 419 North Main in downtown Oshkosh. Brinkley's Boutique is named after the owner's granddaughter, Brinkley, who has special needs known as Williams Syndrome. May is Williams Syndrome Awareness Month, and Brinkley's has a number of ways for you to have fun, help raise awareness, and funds for research. To learn more, log on brinkleysboutique.com. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A full house for Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers, with nearly perfect attendance for voluntary organized team practices. Matt LaFleur asked, how much credit should be given to Jordan Love for being present despite he has not been offered a new contract yet?
It's everything to us. I think if you look at our attendance here, and you know, we've had almost 100% the entire offseason, which has been the best that we've had since I've been here. And I always think that when you look around the league, when your quarterback's there, just naturally has a way of attracting everybody to come.
Jordan Love says he's working on being a vocal leader.
Talk to guys more, being in guys' ear a little bit more, and just try and focus on being a better leader. Get with these relationships with guys in here. It gets easier.
Baseball, the Brewers came back to win 7-5 last night in Miami. It seemed as if the crew had a lot of leadoff batters get on base.
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams did today, to be honest with you. We had opportunities, and you can't squander those opportunities usually and win.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 79, with more rain on the way Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time live from Kopke's greenhouse outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, talking planting and also the bug guy, cicadas, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Very happy to be joined by a gentleman who has his finger on the pulse of everything going on in Green Bay, who must be just juggling about 12 things at once right now, some big projects. But the thing we need to talk to him first about, Jim, is something you brought up.
Well, I bring up everything.
You brought it up 5 minutes ago?
Public market.
Has anybody ever been attacked by a goose?
Oh, I don't care about that.
Has but anybody you know ever been attacked by a goose?
I just want to say that.
Brian
John,
Johnson, just Green Bay Alderman, wait. President of Broadway Association.
Before that, I want to say that the geese have been here for some time.
Mm-hmm.
The trail was built in 90, no, when was that trail built? 99? 2000, whatever. And we've had geese on there, and you were complaining this morning a lot about the geese droppings, and you said it was a health hazard. I'm not sure about that, but I think it should be cleaned up. But I said, you know what? I know people complain, but I've never had someone say that they were attacked. That would change the way I handle this. Mm-hmm. And then Alderman Johnson walked in.
Says, Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
this is quite the conversation to walk into. Yeah, so I had been attacked by one riding my bike down the East Trail. Tried to walk around the goslings and the mother, and she jumped on my back. And those wings are pretty powerful.
They are a strong bird.
Yeah, they are. So they can hurt you. Be careful.
It takes a 12 gauge to bring them down. It really does.
Or a really good shot.
Yeah.
Wow. So are they edible?
Oh gosh, yeah. I'm not a big fan though. Do you?
I've never had them.
Real gamey. It's kind of like duck. I don't like duck either.
Yeah. So John,
but you were actually attacked by a goose.
I was.
Yes.
And you know, these things used to be rare. I mean,
I know.
They used to ship them in because they were such a cool thing to have out in the county park. They used to bring them in here to breed them.
Yeah. Mm,
something else the county did to us.
here we go.
But John was saying
here
that
we go.
We have deer hunting in the city.
Yeah.
And would you ever lobby for goose hunting in the city?
Do they do deer hunting with guns?
I don't know.
No, I think only culling the herd, right?
I mean, they'll
bring in the DNR sharpshooters
and different things.
But you got to get permission from the landowner.
Oh, it's a big thing.
But they do it.
There's a lot of places, cities that do it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's bow and arrow, though, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
You could take out one of those geese on a bow and arrow.
Me?
Yeah.
I could take him out of the golf club.
That's too violent.
All right.
Anyway, we're going to think about
Brian Johnson.
More
big,
important
big
stuff.
Big meeting last night at the Green Bay City Council.
Oh, it was a burner. We were there till after midnight.
Wow. You know, Ben called me from Channel 11 and asked me if I was going, because there's a couple of things on the docket that I'm, you know, involved with. And I said, you know, I got to be honest with you, Ben. How long do you think it's going to go? He goes, really long. I said, Jim and I were at an event the other night that went 5 hours. and we get up at 5 in the morning. Yeah. I said, I don't feel like sitting at something for 5 hours.
We're at the Whammy Awards, which was great.
It was great. Wonderful. We got there at 5. We left about 10:30.
Right. Yeah. It's all bands, and a lot of them are rock bands. Well, that's their peak. You know, that's like,
yeah, sure. They went on park. Like, yeah,
9 o'clock for us in the morning.
Just starting.
Yeah, they're like, drinking. How are you guys doing? We're tired. You know,
we're like, we got to get. Yeah. Jim, I would literally be in bed right now.
I would have traded spots any day for that one.
Yeah, I bet. It was great.
People.
That was a great thing to have in Green Bay.
That Whammy Award thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. You saw the glam band cleaned up. So, anyway, yeah, and people, you know, Frank emceed it, and people are saying to the band members, oh yeah, those two guys, they got a radio show, they're funny, and this guy comes up to them like, we're funnier in the morning.
Yeah, a lot funnier. We just want to get her done.
We want to get the hell out of here. And then the president came on yesterday to kind of recap the event, and we didn't let him off. It was on the air. We're like, look, we'll come next year, but we want to be on a hell of a lot earlier than 10:30. Anyway, so last night you were there, midnight meeting. That's different, but it's not. It's happened many, many, many times
before.
Look,
it used to happen a lot more with you. You had a much more contentious council. You like to get a few
Todd
jabs
ring
in.
The bell.
We've had a much more cordial council. And I would say last night was the same. It wasn't, this wasn't a long meeting driven through divisiveness. It was just tough challenges and problems.
Well, that's a huge project, too.
It is. It is.
And so which one are we talking about right now?
We're talking about the Cherry Street Landing, 265 apartments, okay. $70 million assessed value, potentially.
Yeah, look, this is a significant project. I mean, the assessable value of this is bigger than Schreiber Foods. And so, obviously, you know, Jim, you look at some of the legacy projects you had, like Schreiber City Deck, the roller coaster. You had a lot of nice legacy projects, Green Bay Packaging. This is going to be Mayor Grenrick's project. And it's substantial. It solves a housing need, a dramatic housing need we had. It gets a building on a lot that we've been advertising for 20 years. We've done at least 3 RFPs on this lot for something with this level of massing. This is exactly what we've been looking for.
Yes. And the other part of the plan was to raise the Boston store and have that be our central park. And I hope you're still working on that.
That's a little harder to do right now.
And then I had lunch with the mayor yesterday, and he was saying, well, they said you mentioned some stuff about their building. I'm like, the only thing I mentioned was that was going to be a park, and that's documented. I took it through the Planning Commission, the Redevelopment Authority, the City Council, and me. And it's supposed to be a significant development on the Cherry Street lot, which you are doing right now. And then we were going to raise the Boston store, which we should still do, and have that be like, we have the city deck, which is awesome, but just a central square in our downtown. So I hope that's phase two.
Yeah. Well, tell me
about the project.
Well, 268 luxury apartments, which, you know, a lot of times is met with resistance. We don't need more luxury. The reality is we do. We do not have this type of product in anywhere in the city of Green Bay, let alone greater Green Bay. So this is going to push the ceiling. You need this type of product. Our housing study has demonstrated, but more importantly, it frees up units downstream. It's called filtering, right? So when you have higher income earners right now that are occupying units that lower income earners need, and so this frees them up.
So my house may go on the market when you're done with this thing.
But we'd love to have you.
I know, and I would love to do that because there's no maintenance. It's luxury. You got a dog. You got an internal dog walking place?
Well, dog washing station.
A dog washing station.
Yeah, there's no indoor mall here.
He'll like that.
Oh, Milton?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, he's got to come in. He's got to vote.
Well, he's got a rooftop swimming pool.
Right. Yeah.
He's gonna like this. These are amenities that a lot of people are looking for that we need to attract to Green Bay.
And there are cities that we don't have it, but there are cities. Indianapolis has one of these things, and there's some nice. This is great. So what? Why midnight? What was the controversy? You say it wasn't controversy, but it was just a learning night?
Yeah, a number of items, right? But this one in particular, there's some concerns raised by the neighbors that we have to address. And I think there's really productive ways for us to do that. And so we solved that and moved on. You know, you try to, out of any of these situations, sometimes you cannot get a win. You just can't. This one, I think we can get a win-win-win. So we worked really hard at doing that. And
What's that?
Well, I think in particular.
No, I'm just kidding. What's a win-win-win? As long as I won.
Yeah.
No, I think that's great. The neighbors have called us too, we did that trash cleanup. We stopped in some businesses, and yeah, people are concerned, but their concerns can be overcome, and that's your job to do that.
So. Well, looking at the end of the day, this lot's zone D2, which means it's designed for our highest intensity uses in downtown. You can build right up to the lot lines. Mm-hmm. It's what it's designed for. It's your inner city. It's your core. Right. This is where all of your activity comes from.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the other projects going on?
Yeah, Veterans First, I think, was a big one that you're probably really interested in.
And I was going to say, you had
Cottage Court, Veterans Cottage Court.
And you had some veterans there last night.
We had many veterans there last night.
Okay, yes. I just heard that. I know the chaplain was there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a full house.
Wow.
There was overflow into the second room.
Really?
So,
oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That's big.
But we had, very spirited conversation around that one as well. That's an important product. We need to figure out how to get that done. It's this particular site has created some challenges. You know, the neighborhood has raised a number of concerns that they have, and they can't be totally dismissed. But we also have to figure out how to get a product like this to market, because it's serving a really important need with a very important demographic.
I could sit here and talk about that all day, having been involved with that. And the one thing I think that is hurting them, and Gail's a great friend of mine, and her and I have talked about this, there's a connotation of these things in other parts of the country that kind of turned into flop houses, where it'd just be like a guy, like a developer, says, I'm going to build these little houses, and boy, look at me, how nice of a guy I am, I'm letting veterans, but there was no vetting, there was no whatever, there was no whatever.
No management,
and the media kind of jumped on it. It's like, oh, look at this, was supposed to be for veterans, and they're run down, and there's drug issues, and that has happened in some places in the country, I know of that. But these people are bending over so far, Gail and her wonderful group that she's got, to make sure none of that happens. And if it does, they take care of it immediately. I just wonder if there's a preconceived notion of what this is going to be like versus what they see it as. Do you understand what I'm saying, Brett?
Yeah, that's hard with any new project. You got to try to get people to visualize what it's going to be and not what they perceive it to be.
Exactly.
And I think in this case, Kim and Gail, the organizers, have done a wonderful job with responding to that feedback.
Exactly.
You know, there were concerns about leadership and their board, and they went out and recruited an A-list board.
A-list.
You've got some incredible people that are behind this organization who have.
We had General Ammerman, Daniel Ammerman, the general. Yeah. He was here. If you could find a more quality person than that, please point him out to me.
You bring a general on board. And one of the things when they first came in, Brian, this was a long time ago, but I'm like, look, those tiny homes, I get concerned with outdoor stuff outside. I don't like that when you drive by. And the first thing they're building is the garage to store. And I thought that was like a good. They're like, oh, man, they're not going to wait. They're going to build it first. I think that was a good move. The other thing, I think the neighbors' concerns, and I didn't, you know, obviously wasn't at the meeting last night, but, those got to be overcome. It would be great if there was a veterans village built somewhere that actually increased the value of the neighbors, because then it would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, these are homes.
Tough, to be honest with you, but it's one of those things that, these people – I mean, it's going to be built so cool that if they don't have pride in their own property, then something's wrong.
Well, there you go.
What I mean? They've got to have pride in their own thing. And when I was with the Veterans Village in Appleton, you know, some of these people, you know, it's basically an apartment. It used to be student housing. So it was really, I'll be honest, there was nothing, you know, whatever, compared to what they're talking about here. But for people to move out of this, basically a dorm room, into something that's theirs, that, you know what I mean? It's they live, this is my
house.
This is my, that is pride-wise. And so many of these people have had issues. And I'll be the first one to admit that, okay? But this is such a great chance for them to turn their lives around. And you know what? Far be it for me to say, well, you know, if that was in my neighborhood, you know what I mean? So you got to, you know, and I understand that. That's where they live and everything and stuff coming. But all I'm saying is I just wish they'd give this a chance. I just really do.
But I will give them credit. This is a bootstrap thing, but I'll give them credit for coming out and working with the neighbors, going to meetings,
trying everything.
You know, unlike St. John's, who just did it behind our back, and now we're paying hell for it. So, I hope they can work through these issues. And Ryan, you referred it back to committee, or what did you do with
it? Yeah, we referred it back to staff. We have to find a solution between the county, city, and the organizers.
It's still not there, is it? Yeah. Okay, you can stick around, right, Brian?
Yeah.
Brian Johnson, Green Bay Alderman, of course, on Broadway. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning, WGBW WISS with Brian Johnson from downtown Green Bay, Alderman, and of course on Broadway. You've got just so many things working in your corner these days, Brian. Jim, and this is your wheelhouse. Take it away.
Well, I think the last time you were on, Brian, we talked about the public market, and since then you got a significant, what do they call it, lead gift?
Lead gift, yeah.
You got that. How is that project going? I drive by there quite often.
Yeah, exceptionally well. It's you know, we're over 60% fundraised, but a project like this, you oftentimes bring in financing to close gaps so that you can get started, and that's what we did. We significant demolition going on over there right now. Most of the interior is demolished. We're going to start exterior renovations here soon. So, you know, we have to reconstruct that entire exterior facade. So it's going to look different. It's going to have a whole new envelope.
I used to work in that building.
No kidding.
Yeah. With the real estate company.
And who owns that?
We do. On Broadway does.
On Broadway does.
So, yep. So it's owned by a nonprofit organization.
Right.
That's, you know, the most successful public markets, that they're owned and operated by the nonprofit, but that does not make them tax exempt. We still pay taxes on the property just like any other property owner.
I was asked to leave there one day. I went in on the weekend to do some work in my office. They had some kind of a thing going on. I don't know if it was the drag show or some kind of a thing where it's like, if you didn't buy a ticket, they didn't want you in there.
It might have been before my day.
Might have been.
But they've had some events in that in that.
Oh, that was
area.
A big time thing, and it was like expensive tickets, and it's like, no, we don't want you here unless
you
bought a
ticket. The whole chili cook-off used to be there,
Yeah, well, I did a big book signing. They used to have a big book signing thing there for all local authors. It was a cool space for those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's part of the Untitled Town. Right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
The timing on this, so you got 60% like cash in the bank, and then you financed 40%. Is that, or whatever?
Yeah.
I guess, are you going to have this open by... Everybody, you know, the new big next event in this, with all the stuff we have going on, it's overshadowing everything is the NFL draft. But is your time?
And I got to say one backing Jim up on one thing. He's a firm believer in this. It's easier and cheaper to knock something down and build from scratch than it is to try to reconfigure something else. Are you finding that at all?
Yeah.
Look, this building actually has a really strong cell, our shell. So it was cheaper for us to gut out the interior.
Okay.
But it's a 40-year-old building. You know, we've had some folks say that's a historic building. You can't touch it. I'm like, well, it's older. You know, I'm older than the building. Am I historic?
I graduated from high school. Yeah.
You know, so
we're talking about looks or just chronological. I'm just kidding. You said, am I historical?
I see what I put up with every day, Brian.
But the draft is our goal. It's a lofty goal, right? And we know that we can have this thing constructed by then. That's not the issue. The issue is, can you get enough quality tenants in there before then? So we'll probably do this in phases, right? We'll try to get a partial open for the draft just to experience a work in progress. But then, you know, then we've got to really get it full. And these things take a lead up time. Milwaukee Public Market didn't exist the way that it does today. The first day it opened, it takes time.
All right. That's gonna be a good project. What else you got working?
Well, one of the things we're passionate about, Brian, is the Heritage, whatever you want to call it, the Statue Plaza, I guess.
Packard. Yes.
Yeah. What's the word on that?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, with the Adams Street development coming in there, you know, we're going to have to do something with that. So, we've had some really productive conversations, with different parties throughout the community, including the two of you, about possible sites, including Cliff as well, right? You guys have talked
Crystal,
with Cliff
yep.
and I think he's got some really good thoughts around what we can do with that, but we need to not preserve it in place, but preserve it. Right,
it's in the downtown.
Yes, that's critically important.
Want it all at Lambeau Land? That doesn't where it belongs downtown.
This is where the Packers were formed. Right here,
100%.
Greatest franchise in sport history.
So, there's a story here.
Exactly.
And
this was ground zero.
Mm-hmm. And I do. The mayor is like, "What do you think?" Which is nice. He's not like saying this is where it's going to go. I don't know what mayor would ever do that, but So we're going to be, there's going to be a really solid with the businesses who I think have a lot at stake. I mean, I was presented with the number of people that have seen it, the visual imprints from three Monday night games it was on, and mm-hmm. that's just all cool stuff for the downtown. So yeah,
you think about the Fonz statue in Milwaukee, right? There are things that people will go out of their way to see.
Absolutely, and get their picture taken with it.
Yep. We had mentioned before, but Johnny and I were working during the day, and when we played the Lions, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't
steady
believe
stream of blue Honolulu shirts, blue jerseys right. walking by this window.
Yeah, that's
steady
unfortunate.
Stream all day. Yeah.
Did they beat us that game?
No, we beat them.
Oh, good. Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, as long as they spent their money.
Here. Exactly. Right, they did. And they, but they loved it. You know, they loved that. They loved the we love Green Bay right. sign back here. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those little things are really.
And they'll look for them.
Yeah.
They will. They will.
It's not like they're going to stumble across it. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then the trolley tours is very important to the Packers. Of course, they own part of that. And so when people had suggested some things that's not visible by a vehicular, it didn't make the cut. I mean, still, I mean, everything's on the list, right? But I mean,
yeah, it's just going to take some time, public input, right? These are, when you have an asset like that, that is cherished by the community, it's important to seek that advice, right? This is how these things work.
Yeah.
One other thing, Brian, that you and I have talked about, and Jim and I have talked about, and you're very passionate about this, and so is Eric and Jeff, and that is
geese?
Cleaning up.
Oh,
yeah. Geese. Yeah, not the geese. Not, but yeah, but we're both passionate about that. But the, as I call it, the Bart Starr Corner. On the Walnut Street Bridge right there, on your side. Well, I know you're both sides of the bridge with you know, two hats you wear, but just want that corner cleaned up really nice. A new fence. Love to have a mural there. My man Spencer, who's the greatest artist for sports things in the world, is willing to do it free of charge. And I know, and I've gone to two county board meetings, and they said, well, basically it's up to the DOT. They own the sign. There's nothing we can do yet. Yeah. But we could still make that corner look so much better, can't we?
At the end of the day, you just need a good champion to run with it.
Right.
Yeah. And so, and we're willing to do that as an organization. And I've tapped someone internally to kind of work with you on that. And,
great.
And, you know, we'll tackle the DOT and the county. I mean, that doesn't concern me.
Great. Thank you.
And I it's going to take some work, especially with the DOT. It'd be a lot of meetings and, you know, those, but they can move things. I mean, we worked with the DOT, with even the Fox River Trail. The DOT, they live here.
They do. Somebody,
they live here. So
they do.
But you, to say we're not going to just throw the towel in before you even talk to them, I was surprised the county did that to Johnny. But whatever, you'll fix it.
And more importantly, we've got some private land there, some private space where we can do some things really special. Look, even if the sign, you know, if they say this is the sign, we can.